It's really quite something how AI is cropping up everywhere, even in fields you'd think are purely human, like alternative dispute resolution, ADR. Things are moving fast.
Oh, absolutely. And the American Arbitration Association International Center for Dispute Resolution, it's AAAICDR, they're not just watching, they're actively, shaping how it happens. These new AAAI standards for AI and ADR are a really big deal.
Yeah, and it feels like a natural progression, right? They aren't just appearing out of nowhere. I remember they put out some principles back in November.
Exactly. They're building on that foundation. Shows they've been thinking hard about this for a while.
So today we're going to dive deep into these CRIP-AI standards. We want to unpack what they actually are and I guess why they matter if you're interested in fairness and where dispute resolution is headed.
Right. The goal is to really get a handle on the key points, the core considerations, and the sort of practical implications of these new rules.
Okay, so where should we start? What are the big ideas here?
Well, let's break down the six main pillars they've outlined. First up, maybe the most important, is sticking to ethical and human-centric values, making sure AI actually serves fairness,
Human-centric, got it. Bueno.
Then there's privacy and security, obviously critical when you're dealing with sensitive dispute information.
Makes sense.
And naturally, accuracy and reliability. The AI's output has got to be trustworthy.
Right. Otherwise, what's the point?
Precisely. Then, explainability and transparency.
Yeah.
We need to be able to understand, at least generally, how the AI gets to its conclusions. No black boxes.
Yeah, that seems vital for trust.
Totally. Then accountability, there needs to be clear human oversight and responsibility. And last but not least, adaptability, recognizing that AI tech is constantly changing.
Okay, those six make a lot of sense as guiding principles. But how does this, translate on the ground for the actual people involved in an ADR process?
Yeah, good question. This is where it gets really concrete. So for the administrators, the people running the ADR process, the standards are about fostering an environment where AI enhances fairness and transparency, builds trust.
Okay, so setting the stage.
Exactly. For the neutrals, the arbitrators or mediators, the absolute key is preserving their independent judgment. AI is a tool, it assists, but it doesn't replace their decision-making.
That distinction feels crucial. And for the advocates, the lawyers.
For them, a big focus is on really rigorous data protection practices, handling client information securely when AI tools are in the mix.
And I heard there's specific guidance on, checking the AI's work.
Yes, definitely. The standards really stress verifying AI outputs against trusted, reliable sources. Don't just take the AI's word for it.
So a healthy skepticism is encouraged.
You could say that. And also understanding and even questioning the AI processes. Like we said, no black boxes. And this idea of human ownership runs through it all. Humans are responsible, the AI supports them.
And learning is part of it too.
Absolutely. Continuous learning, evaluating the systems. AI isn't static, so our approach can't be either.
It sounds like there's a real structure being built here, not just, wishful thinking.
That's right. The AAA ICDR set up an AI governance working group back in 2024. They've got this phased approach, building the foundation, then the operational rollout, and finally, optimization.
So it's a process. What does that involve practically?
Things like creating a central inventory, sort of a list of all the AI tools being used, setting up ongoing monitoring to check performance,
Yeah.
having feedback loops so people can report issues or successes,
Okay.
plus proper oversight for any third-party AI vendors they might use, and ways to track if everyone's actually following these standards.
Wow. Okay. So this is a serious ongoing commitment from the AAAICDR.
It absolutely is. These AAAI standards really signal their dedication to delivering ADR that's fair, efficient, and importantly, ready for the future. And they're clear this isn't a one-and-done thing. It's about constant evaluation and improvement as technology and ADR keep evolving together.
Right. So if we boil it down, the key takeaway is that these AI standards are meant to guide how AI gets woven into ADR, doing it ethically, effectively, and without losing sight of, the human element and the integrity of the whole process.
That sums it up perfectly. And it really makes you think, doesn't it? How can AI, when used thoughtfully like this, actually enhance dispute resolution? But also, what are the potential pitfalls we need to watch out for?
Definitely food for thought. And it kind of broadens out too. As AI gets integrated into more and more parts of life, you have to wonder what other fields could really use similar frameworks, these kinds of ethical guardrails and governance structures.
A very relevant question for right now.
Indeed. Well, thanks for breaking that all down. Really helpful deep dive.